Where were you living when you first came to Gloucester?
I was staying with John Fiddler and his family. And I think I was there for 12 weeks. And then I moved to Leamington Drive, Long Levens, with young Phil Vickery and Trevor Woodman.
Even so, you didn't become a hooker.
No. Yeah, so I moved in with those guys. Yeah, that was an experience in itself, really, living with those guys. So with the mayor of Leamington Drive, Andy Deacon, down the road, and we're in there. We used to be told by Andy Deacon to make sure we cut the grass and... but I wasn't told that I wasn't allowed to hang my washing out the window until one day heard a knock on the door and was told to put my pants back in the don't hang my pants out the window. Things like that, my washing was out the window. So yeah, well, that was an experience living with those two. They used to beat me up, pick on me. So there were times where I used to lie on the settee and watch TV, and out of nowhere they would jump on me and start filling me in. I do remember one evening where we played in London. We finished, we had a few drinks on the bus, and they dropped us off on the dual carriageway, and there was a shortcut alleyway through there. And we walked through there, through the alleyway, and I have never heard of stinging nettles in my life before. Never. I didn't even know what they were until I was there having a wee, and they pushed me in, both of them pushed me in, took off, and I'm there lying there, rolling around, and I got up in the morning, and I was just covered red, and all they could do is roll on the floor and start laughing, you know. I've never heard of stinging nettles until then.
Quick education.
Yes, definitely.
And the fans took you to their hearts, no doubt about that. I mean, Shedhead voted you Player of the Year. That's pretty impressive in your first season.
No, definitely. I was, to be honest with you, I was just shocked to get it, because there were other guys during in that season that, you know, they had wonderful seasons, but you know, to be recognised by the Shed, it was just a privilege and honour to, you know, to be part of it and to receive it. It was just another amazing feeling, really.
So how quickly did you come to realise you were actually Terry from Gloucester?
Yes, I, you know, when I first time I heard my name, but you know, in the quote in that little book that you guys are in the book that you guys have asked for, that's basically what some of my time up there in Gloucester is. You know, when we do the warm up lap, and all you could hear is just Gloucester, and what just goes through my mind, my head, is do not let these people down. That's the only, and I think that's why I was scared of, you know, letting the fans down, letting my teammates down, letting my coaches down and my family down. That's basically how I approached every game when I run out at Kingsham. It's just do not let people down. That was my mentality.
Can you recall the first occasion that you ran out here at King's Home in the Cherry and White?
Yes, well, normally, you know, I don't run out. I'm always the last one that strolls out. Yeah, because the day against when we did play Bristol in the league, it was just a buzz. You know, to be honest with you, that now I don't get that buzz now with the games going on over here. But back then, especially that game when we were driving from Charlton, I was in the car with Chris Curtling and Tomsey, and you can just feel and you can just see people with their shirts on, and I'm like, okay. So, but when you actually walk out before the kickoff, I mean the game, the warm up, and all you see is just the shed feel. It's just unbelievable. So, when I walked out, you know, as you see these guys just come streaming out of the tunnel, I just strolled out. That's probably my only time. That's my mentality where I think about what goes through my head there now is my job. So that's, you know, I have to do this, do that. That's the time I think about that's what I'm thinking about when I'm walking in. And just to see people roar, and it's just, you know, can't really explain it. Mm. You know, you can't put it into words how you feel. Mm.
Pete Glanville was your captain that season. Yeah. And so although it was a minor trophy, you won the C&G Cup. But that was very important to Gloucester, I think, because that was the first silverware in the professional era.
Very, very important.
Very important. And you actually scored a couple of hat-tricks in that run, didn't you?
Yeah, no, it was very, very important. You know, with first of all, with Pete, you know, he was a top bloke. He led from the front. It's just such a shame that he had to give it up for injury. But you know, there's, you know, we talk about, you know, Gloucester Legends and all these other players that have come and gone, but you know, to me, Pete is my favourite number six of all time at Gloucester. It's just because the way he plays the game, he's got no, he has no, he doesn't, no problem throwing his body around. And unfortunately, that's how he got injured.
Yeah.
But, you know, I admire the way he played the game. The way he played, it's just, he played out of his skin, he led from the front. And he was just, you know, he was just awesome. And that's the kind of person you want to play for. When you see him lead from the front and he's putting his body on the line, right, I want to do the same, but I want to do it for him. And that's the kind of bloke Pete was. With the C&G, for me, once again, is to see the fans that day at Northampton. You know, for us to win something.
And,
you know, every time we win something, it's always because it's great to share it with the fans.
Yeah.
And I still got photos of those at home on that day. And I can remember with the water bottles were squirting in the air and we were standing there and they were taking photos. And I was just great for the club.
I think that picture of Pete Glanville with the cup raised above his head is sort of iconic picture, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Definitely.
Not one you forget.
Mm.
Yeah.